Now recording.
Yes, now.
Okay.
But now?
Right now. About now. Yeah. Yeah. This is now. Now. It's recording. Right now.
It's like the space balls.
Listen, we're professionals here, okay?
You can tell we're professional.
This is a serious business. And by the way, all of this is gonna make it in. I'm not cutting this out.
Fuck no. We are actually recording though, right?
Yes. And for anybody joining us right now, this is Who Cares What I Think.
Who Cares What I Think.
Yeah,
exactly.
This is what,
with Crunch.
Three. Yeah, and Stool. And yeah. Sam, apparently.
Yay, Sam.
Yeah, because
going on?
Yeah, because this season, we decided we're going to bring in some other people to offload our shit to. Because we're lazy.
Who's a lady? That's called equality.
I said lazy, and you said lady? Wow. Oh, wow. No,
we're not political here. No. We're not about equality at all.
No, we're not PC in any way.
I get paid way less.
You don't get paid at all.
I know. That's why.
Oh, that's true. For anybody joining in and being extremely confused, like, we are still in quarantine. There's a terrible heat wave. I think it's like 100 million Kelvin outside.
It's really disgusting.
Surface of the sun here in California. And dealing with quality of remote recording. And that's okay because quality is not really in our wheelhouse. So get to shit. Right? This is a bi-weekly show, middle and end of every month. So whether you're on iHeartRadio, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Crunch's sleepy neighbor, who, as we know, is listening from behind the wall. Smash that subscribe button into oblivion.
Living in the wall. Living. So he hears it live.
Oh, it's like that story that ended up on Lore. Oh, I love that.
Oh, yeah.
As someone who loves living in people's walls, I like the representation.
We need a name for the guy living in my wall. Because he won't tell me what it is. He just creeps around and looks at us.
He's Bobby. He's a Bobby Wallington.
Oh, that's so a person living in a wall name. That's so true.
Right?
Yeah, Bobby Wallington. Oh, I just realized that was actually really stupid. But it does actually sound like a boring ass fucking name of someone living in someone's wall and they're like, I want to smell their hairbrush at night. You know, that kind of like creepiness.
Yes, that's totally creepy. People shouldn't do that. People should never even want that or think about that. Why would they?
Yes, Stool.
Yeah, seriously.
Hint, hint.
Anyway, we do fun shit. And today, we have a guest here. So let's officially present Sam.
Sam! Oh,
yes, I guess it's my time to talk now.
Yeah. Yeah. You're being held hostage.
Sam, tell us about all the amazing things you do.
All right. Well, I've worked for BoJack Horseman, Rick and Morty, Big Mouth. Tuca and Birdie is currently where I'm working at.
And I'm also in a band that does cool shit too. My band is The Thickness. Here is a clip. A house in New Orleans.
Fun story for you before we go into anything relevant. Wait, why are you already judging me? I haven't even told you the story yet.
I'm assuming that it's going to be bad.
Yes, of course it's going to be bad.
I stand by my judgment.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fair enough. Huh. Anyway, 2 months ago, my place was flooded and I'm out of the house. We're in an Airbnb and then we go to pick some shit up. We look at the stripped down skeleton that is our home as we're trying to lock the door. Why are there wasps flying into our face?
Oh.
And then we find out that there is like an entire colony of wasps building a nest right above our door.
Ew.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's easy to care for, though. You just get someone to spray poison on them.
Yeah, but the worst thing is they're building an entire colony and they're not even putting money into the HOA.
Motherfuckers.
This is fucking
some
bullshit.
Fucking freeloaders. Yeah. See, this is the problem I have with insects. They're
They're freeloaders.
Like, pay my fucking rent.
They contribute nothing except for spiders.
They contribute nothing. No, I don't like that either. If there's enough poison in your house, there's no need for those fuckers. Like, there's too many legs. It's not okay.
And as we all know, you have enough poison in your house.
Exactly. Everywhere.
All right.
Sam is feeling lightheaded right now.
Oh, don't worry, Sam. You're not gonna come out of this alive. It's fine.
No.
Just accept your doom.
I knew this was a trap, but I was too lured by fame and the thought of fame.
All the money.
All the monies.
Is it a trap, though, if you know you're going into a trap? It's just an invitation.
I don't think she knew the extent of how bad it would be.
Yeah.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
That's why.
Boy, are you learning now.
It's going to get worse. Wait till you see what we have for you today.
Because, oh, my God.
Stool, I think you're the one who walked into the trap, actually.
yes. Of course. Straight into the lion's den. All right, Crunch. Mm-hmm. What are we doing?
So Sam and I have prepared a list of reality shows. We know that you love them. We know you don't watch them, actually. But we have really good ones. Sam and I thought of some very, very unique shows, and obviously ones that you have to guess if they are real or fake, as we've done previously.
Yes. So the whole idea here, Eric, is that these two reality show fans are giving me a whole list of reality shows that make me question my own existence or why a civilization is still ongoing. Mm-hmm. And because I'm so ignorant, I just need to guess which ones are the more likely to be real or to be just made up. And I have failed miserably in many, many of these attempts. So
yeah, you're really bad at this.
I'm pretty fucking bad at this. This tells you a lot. Yeah. Now, before we do this, tell me this, and especially because Sam is here and she's new to this, why do you like reality shows? I need to understand this once and for all.
Sam, you start.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, I will say that when I'm working, it's kind of some great trash to have in the background when you need to not think. Also the drama that just happens. You're like, are you fucking serious? Like, this is happening right now. And kind of the concepts too are just so insane.
Is it the voyeurism? Is it the idea of like, hey, this makes me feel better about myself because these people are absolute garbage?
It's all of that. Obviously the voyeurism. Obviously. Mm. Who doesn't love a good voyeuristic opportunity? There's just something about, look how terrible those people are. It's just, you feel amazing. And also, it's the drama. It's the, like, I'm going to second what Sam said. The ideas are so fucking bizarre that you're like, this cannot be real. And it's like watching a plane wreck. It's like, you have to keep looking.
Yeah. And it's also like, you're like, oh, these people exist. Like, I don't know any of these people in my friend groups. And then you see them on TV and you're like, you actually exist. And that's crazy to me.
Wait a minute. Sam, you're working in the entertainment industry. And you're surprised that these kinds of people exist?
It's very true.
On BoJack Horseman, you should know better.
Yeah, really.
Well, I worked on the art side of BoJack Horseman, so you know, you're just like less exposed to any of that shit.
Oh, you know, I can't watch that show because it hits too close to home. I know people like that. I just it makes me sad. I can't watch it.
Oh, yeah, Crunch loves actors. She loves them.
Oh yeah, my favorite people.
You move to LA, of all places.
I know. And I go to restaurants. Yeah. I don't hate actors. I just don't appreciate that La La Land made everyone come back here and they think they have a chance.
Ridiculous. Also just like, La La Land, I think, had a great premise, but the execution wasn't that great.
No, Sam. I don't think you know how this works. You're on who cares what I think. No one cares what we think. That's just
true.
Wrong.
That's
There's
true.
Nothing good about La La Land. That's the number one rule of the show. There's nothing good about La La Land.
I really checked out when there was a fight between Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling, and they were like fighting about where he wants to go, but she's like, and he's like, but I sacrificed my jazz for you. And she's like, I never told you to sacrifice jazz. And it was just like, what?
Hold on.
What is this fight?
So there's a fight between Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling. The question here is it naked and are they dipped in chocolate? If not, I'm not going to watch this movie. I don't give
no,
a fuck.
No, don't watch it. No, it there's was, no it, molasses chocolate fights.
They were clothed. They were having a boring dinner. Like, yeah, it's not up your wheel.
That sounds like nothing like the entertainment industry.
It's one of the worst movies ever. It's full of hope and sing-alongs and dancing, and it's just bizarrely terrible.
I mean,
we'll talk about this more.
All right. It sounds like something I could
analyze in a future.
Look, I won't lie. This does sound like something I could masturbate to, but I could do better.
There's not enough Broken Dreams for you to masturbate to, and there's singing.
Okay. All right. Fine.
It's bad.
And they're dancing. Kind of not good.
It's bad. It's bad. It's real bad.
All right. All right. Fine. Reality shows. Fuck La La Land. Okay. Let's do this. I'm ready. This was the warm up, right? You've crushed me enough.
All right. Now that you have no hope, Sam, do you want to start?
Oh, God. Okay. Actually, you go first. So I kind of like know the format of how to present this.
The format is, it's like the game Operation. You test it on me and then you see how much pain I feel.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I slowly devolve until my nose goes red.
Oh my God. Okay, all right.
It's accurate.
So this is a show where we're basically tricking contestants. They're making them think that they're training to be astronauts. So putting them on this show, giving them all these different tasks and basically telling, like, completing these tasks, you're going to be preparing for space. So they have like a physics guy who's like a Russian dude who obviously is an actor. Like, everyone's an actor who's around them, but they have to do certain tasks like make balloon animals or act out scenes from Alice in Wonderland. And they have to do these things. And as they move through it, they're basically at the end find out that all of this was a hoax and they are not going to space.
Hold on. So at the point where they force them to reenact scenes from Alice in Wonderland, no one's supposed to question, how is this
going to- Are you
going
to question NASA?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think if it comes to that, I will go, you know, I'm not sure this is going to help me colonize Mars.
I don't know. Obviously, actors are so important. I don't know.
Are all the tests. So here's, I'll give you right now my response to this, and I'll explain, and then you can expose to me whether I'm right or not. But
okay.
I'm going to say no fucking way this is real. As much as I've been surprised by this before. Uh-oh. I just heard
Sam's
Wait,
what if
reaction.
I say it's British?
Well, then definitely not. How would British people get you to fucking NASA, which is an American institution?
Whatever, the NASA equivalent of Britain.
British NASA? NASA with a cup of tea? Like they...
BASA.
BASA. Like, no. Fuck no. So I don't believe this is real.
That's actually their symbol. BASA's symbol is a cup of tea.
Space Force versus Space Farce. I don't care. No. Exactly. This cannot be real because A, the kind of shit that you would have to actually... To convince people that they're training for like space travel, you have to do pretty intense shit. The budget's gonna go nuts. Like, how are you gonna get your hands on this kind of equipment, unless you've got people who are so absolutely dumb, like so ignorant and stupid that they cannot, this might be real.
Well, I mean, making balloon animals is very low budget. That's one of the tasks.
Wouldn't they ask themselves, how does making balloon animals help me with getting
ready
for-
What do you mean? What if you have to tackle an alien and they're shaped like a balloon? You have to tie them up somehow.
You need to tie up the tentacles somehow.
I don't think NASA teaches anybody how to deal with aliens. This is not really part of the agenda.
That's their problem.
Listen.
This is why we're failing.
This is why we're losing the space
race. This is why Elon Musk is taking us to Mars and not NASA.
Right. Because we need the Martians to submit to our balloon crafting abilities. No, I don't believe this. This is too much. And plus, you added the British detail on it, and I'm like, come on, no. No, not buying it. So?
Okay. So your final answer?
No.
No. Just no.
No.
So definite.
No fucking way.
All right. Sam, do you remember if this is real or not?
It is real.
Fuck off. Fuck off.
It's called Space Cadets. And no. I think it had one season.
No, enough. Yeah. I can't.
There was a Russian actor.
I can't do this.
He was a physicist, apparently.
Joel's just done now. He's like, I can't. No more reality show.
I can't do this. No.
People are this stupid. Yes.
No. Wait, Allison, I need to know more.
Scenes from Alice in Wonderland will prepare you for space.
Explain to me how they justify this. Is it actually British?
Yeah, it's British.
No, come on.
Hey, if you've seen Geordie Shore, there's some real stupidity down there. Oh. I mean, they had to, what do you think America is? They sent all the stupid ones. They're like, yeah, go fall off the face of the earth. And we're like,
We send the smartest people to space, not the dumbest people. Although, if you ask me, a really good reality show was take just the dumbest fucking people like these people and actually send them to space and just see what happens. Just have cameras there. Like,
they send a dog to space.
That's too much of a liability. Just too smart people, yeah, and a waste of money.
But Sam, I know how to make a good balloon animal.
Have you ever heard of release forms? Come on. Also,
yeah, that's true.
Also, let's acknowledge the fact that, what was it, like the last time we did this, Crunchy was talking about a Lord of the Flies style show with actual children. I don't think
8 to 15 year olds.
Yeah, the legal, and that was real. That's what broke me last time.
I think I saw the trailer for that.
There you go. What are you talking about? Yeah, send them to space. They'll fucking die. Who cares? Good TV.
Hey, you can always make another child. And also at the same time, if you're sending people into space, wouldn't it be just full? It would be fucking hilarious if you had one fucking idiotic person. It would be hilarious.
Yeah, the comic relief. Watch that. Mm-hmm. Comic relief, and he's just in the space station, and his name is Dewey or something.
Just imagine everyone's a scientist, whatever, and then you send Bert Kreischer into space.
Oh, listen.
And
no.
He's just downing beers and vomiting. And so, and they're like, would you stop fucking vomiting? And he's laughing and vomiting and eating hot wings or something, whatever he does.
I'm the machine. And then
fuck you.
With all his stories, I wouldn't be surprised if he was the one chosen to
fuck yes, he would do it.
Yeah, the average human to go to space.
I would watch that. That I'm okay with, because I know he's gonna put a spacesuit on and just jump into another, he's just gonna do some crazy stunt where he jumps into a Russian ship and then split off with them. It's gonna be amazing.
Oh my God.
Okay,
I would watch. Okay, so that's the reality show we need to make.
We
need to send Bert Kreischer to space. Eric,
and
make this happen.
You know, the thing is too, though, is that even if he fucks up, I feel like everybody would still love him. Even the people he's with in space.
Of course.
They'll be like, that's just
lovable.
Bert.
He's charming.
Yeah. He's such a lovable guy.
He knows what he is, and so do we. And we love him for it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Excellent. I can't, no. This is so
disgusting. So this is real. And we're sending Bert Kreischer to the moon.
I'm okay with my taxpayer money going to that. That's fine by me.
Yeah.
Let's have NASA actually do this. Let's have the military get in on this. I'm okay with that. But this other show, I'm not okay with. This is not a Space Cadets. All right.
You failed miserably. Sam, it's your turn.
Oh, man. All right. Get ready for this one. It's called Bridalplasty.
Bridalplasty. Mm-hmm.
And brides compete for the chance to have plastic surgery, where they meet with the plastic surgeon, drop a wish list of procedures they want to have done before their wedding. And each week they participate in a wedding themed challenge where the winner gets one of the procedures done on their list.
Oof.
As it keeps going, they're voted off by their competitors until only one bride remains.
And then she gets all the work done?
Yeah, and she gets her dream wedding.
Wow. So, okay. Whew. Initial reaction and then explanation. I would say this is real. I believe it. I actually believe it. Because that sounds doable. Like, we're in LA. This sounds to me like something that people would actually do. First of all, everybody's obsessed with weddings for some reason, especially in this country. It's a whole industry.
But the amount of money you have to put into a wedding is insane.
It's insane.
Yeah. And we're in LA, and everybody here is also obsessed with plastic surgery for some reason.
Well, you gotta have something done.
Do you though? Do you?
You can't just walk around in life just not having plastic surgery.
Oh my God, look at your face. What is this?
Yeah. I haven't stopped smiling since the surgery.
You want to know how I got these scars? No. Yeah, I believe it. Like, this sounds real to me. This sounds grounded. And this might also be why I'm failing.
This sounds grounded?
Unhinged.
This sounds trash, but it sounds like realistic trash. Like when I heard the space cadets, I'm like, come on, nobody can be this stupid. But if you're telling me, like, can people be this vain and like superfluous? Yeah, of course they can. Of course they can. They're already obsessed with all of these things. And budget-wise, it's also very doable. You're like, all right, we're gonna do the work only once, only in the end of this. Only one of them gets that. Like, that's fine. That's fine. I can see that. It gets catty. They're just putting a bunch of really ditzy ladies.
But did you hear the part that they still get procedures done if they win a competition each week? Like, they don't win at the end. They like kind of win each episode and get a procedure done. Yeah.
Oh, so it's gradual procedures.
Yeah.
How long would this be then? Because think about just like, let's say you do your eyelids or your nose or something, like think of the weeks or months of like just having to heal from that shit before you can go into another. Like, imagine you're like fighting over a bouquet and someone elbows you in the nose job you just got.
That would be hilarious. See, that would be good television right there.
That's good television right there.
that's Hollywood, baby. Okay, hold on. So now I have some questions. So if one girl gets to do work each week, or is it one girl getting to do work?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And is there a scale? Like, can they do anything? Or does it have to be fairly small things every time? But in the end,
this is plastic surgery. You can turn into a tiger if you want.
Wait a minute. I can turn into a tiger? Why has nobody told me this?
There's a guy that did that. He had work done. So he's a tiger now.
Yeah, there's also a woman that did that after her husband divorced her. She took the divorce money and turned into a big cat lady.
And yeah, like literally a cat.
Yeah,
like big whiskers.
Not a tiny cat, a big cat.
Yeah, obviously.
A giant pussy. And then I get shocked when Space Cadets ends up being a real thing.
So okay. What do you think? Real or not real?
I still need this one detail, and then I'll make my final call. So each week, is there a scale? Like, are they allowed to do any plastic surgery that week? Or do they have to start small, like it's small things, and then by the end of it, they get like the big thing done?
It would be anything, but it has to just be one thing from their wish list.
Like, and taking off like your love handles, or doing your lips, or plumping your cheekbones. I don't know what people fucking do.
And in the end, like the end reward, they get to do everything they've ever
wanted.
Lifting
your tits, you know?
Wait, both? Or is it one at a time?
One at a time.
One tit at a time.
Oh, one. No, I would think both at a time.
Because then you're like, I really have to fucking win this next one.
Only got one tit lifted.
Turning your tits into the like drilling capsules from Ninja Turtles.
Oh shit, you know you how, could like, do that.
That would be amazing. Let's admit it. Yeah, exactly. Like the Bebop and Rocksteady ones, like where they would come out of the ground with these like
turning steampunk porn into a reality.
Fuck yeah. Okay. I would say, and I might regret saying this, but I think this is real.
Sam?
It is totally real.
Totally real.
And it only went for one season.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of these, like, really insane ones, they don't, like, I'm shocked that they even survive one season, but I don't know how sustainable it is once you kind of unveil the shit show that is that show.
Yeah.
Well, there was, like, what, The Swan? Didn't that last for a few seasons?
What was that?
Yeah, that was the same idea. The Swan was, you get plastic surgery. They're, basically, they talk to you and see how fucked up you are with your, you know, self-esteem. And then they're like, well, you don't have to be this ugly. We could give you some surgery. And then you're like, oh, my God, that's amazing. I'm going to do that. And then you get surgery.
Yeah. Ah, so it's a body dysmorphia torture session.
This is like the dream.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Yes, I got one right. You know why I usually suck at these things? Here's a small story for you. When I moved to LA for the first time, I had a friend who went like, hey, there's a Ren Faire in town. Let's fucking do it. And I'm like, I've never been. That sounds like fun.
Oh, so, yes.
Yeah. And it is fun, right? So we went to the Ren Faire. It was my first time ever doing this. And we sat down just to eat lunch and our, you know, giant turkey legs. Great. So we're sitting there and drinking, and some of my friends like had costumes on them. I bought some props while I was there. It was great. And then a guy comes over, and I think I told you another story that's also related to the same show where I met a guy in Comic-Con who was actually on that show. And then recently I found out that another person I know was actually on that show, which is really bizarre. It was this weird show. I think it was called The Quest or something like that, where everybody...
Oh, this sounds familiar.
Yeah, they did like a D&D kind of reality show where it also had CGI, and there's a lot... it was very...
Like LARPing stuff?
Yeah, kind of like, oh, you're going into the castle and you have to defeat the dragon. And like,
fuck yes.
Yeah.
I would watch that.
Okay, but here's the thing. Would you be on that?
Yes. Oh, 1,000%.
Really?
I want to be in the castle.
So see, this is the difference between us. We all sat in this table, right? And a guy comes over to the table and goes like, all right, you guys seem really, really cool. He was a recruiter for the show. So he brought in people to the auditions, right? And he saw us and went like, these guys.
Like, he saw you and was like, I need this real life troll on the show.
Basically, right? And my friend looked like a fucking warlock and has like a big ginger beard and were big and loud and entertaining. So he went and tried to recruit people who he thought like, okay, these might be good candidates for an audition. Now, he tells us what this is and offers us and goes like, yeah, so I'll give you guys this. We'll contact you. We'll bring you in. And we're all like, no, that sounds terrible.
What do you mean? You get to be in a castle and fight a dragon and all this shit.
Oh my God. No. Yeah. Okay. If I get to
what
be
do you mean,
in a...
No.
This is trash reality TV.
Yes.
I don't want to be on TV doing this shit.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
I'm
clearly.
Sorry.
But
I'm
going
to have to veto you.
You get to veto?
No.
Listen, he was shocked. He was shocked by our reaction.
There's a different... This is a reality show that no one is going to watch and you're going to have so much fun with.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to have fun doing this.
You would have fun.
No, see, Sam, you would have fun watching me suffer.
That more so.
That I believe, but I would not have fun. We were so like, oh, ew,
like
no.
Watching The Floor is Lava. Has anyone seen this? It's so funny.
Oh, man.
It's like people fucking seriously, and they have to jump on all this shit, and everyone is bad. It's amazing.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, you have to kind of take it seriously. Good. So all the people that they baited in are, like, actors and actor wannabes. So they're all, like, getting super serious. I'm like, I wouldn't be able to do that. No fucking way.
That would be hilarious.
I would be, like, the total dick who just,
that's
like...
That's why it would be funny.
Oh, man, there's a trap here. Whoopsie. Just, like... toss somebody in just to see them flail. I don't know.
See,
like,
this is why you should be on this anyway. All right, let's go to the next one.
They don't deserve me. Yeah, okay.
All right,
fine, next.
So this is a show about people who they've lost a pet and they love their pet dearly, and they talk about the relationship and how close they were. And basically the show is about them cloning their pet.
Cloning their pet?
Yeah. So, yeah, it's basically they miss their pet, they talk about their relationship, and they talk about why they should have their pet back, and they clone their pet so they have an exact genetic replica of their pet.
Okay, is it every episode they have a genetic replica of their pet?
Well, for each person that comes, right, you have an episode where they basically go over like the relationship and this, oh, my dog, and he used to eat from my mouth, and like all the creepy things that people do with their their fur babies and all that. And then they're like, okay, you deserve to get your pet cloned. And then they clone the pet, which is basically like they, you know, make it in a lab, and it's the same thing. It's just the genes of the same fucking thing.
Absolutely not.
What do you mean? No.
No.
No questions? Just we're going straight to the...
I'll explain. I'll ask no questions. I can already tell you no, because the cloning process is expensive and time-consuming.
Very expensive.
It's not that simple. And even then, like, okay, it's going to take a while. It's not like in sci-fi movies, you put it in an oven and here is a puppy. Like,
well, yeah, know, that's exactly how it goes.
It's exactly how it goes, right? So that's the thing. Like, you still have to give birth to it.
Did you guys watch Watchmen?
Yes.
The series?
Yeah.
Do you remember the part where she had to put the puppies into the fire extinguisher? Not a fire extinguisher, but into the incinerator?
I don't know why.
She like cloned puppies, and she was like, they're not perfect enough. And she had to like incinerate them.
Oh, that was like the trillionaire chick?
Yeah.
You strive for perfection, and if it's not met, you know,
you gotta do what you gotta do. First of all, it's expensive, and the second is like it takes way too long because you need to then impregnate like a host, and then no.
All right. So let me add this.
Okay.
So one of the people made the decision to be on the show because she spoke to a medium about her pet. And the medium was like, you really need to bring your pet back through this.
what was the pet's justification to why they need to come back? They put me in puppy hell and it's really hot.
It's hot in here.
What? What was so important that you needed to come back to Earth?
There was a purpose for this dog?
No, I don't buy any of this. I refuse to believe that this is a real thing.
All right. Well, it's a real show called I Cloned My Pet.
No.
And it stopped after a few episodes because it's so fucking expensive to clone a fucking pet.
No, this is a lie. This cannot be real.
I think this is a Korean show even.
Oh,
this is fucking real.
No.
Yeah.
I need my pet back right now.
No.
In whatever long it takes to do this process.
Okay. You know how you're like, oh, what reason would someone have to have my pet back? So there was an article I read. This wasn't part of the show, but there was an article I read where this guy was like, I accidentally killed my cat who was 2 years old, so I cloned him because he deserved to have another chance at life. And this is like, what? Yeah.
Hold on. I mean, but it's a cat, and I love cats, but I'm like, no.
There's
it's not,
no reason.
No reason. No reason whatsoever. It's fucking dead.
Even if it lived 17 years, there's still no reason to come back.
There are more useful creatures and people in the world than your fucking chihuahua
If you have the money and you have guilt over their death or whatever.
Wait, how did he kill his cat?
I think it was like negligence or something, but yeah, he was just like,
I need another cat.
I put the cat in the dishwasher. I don't know what happened.
I love that it's like, not only did I'm cloning, but they're assuming that there's some kind of reincarnation process within this. Like, that's not part of the fee, you know what I mean? Nope. You can't do that.
Nope. It is essentially a new cat, you fucking moron.
It's a new cat. It just looks the same. Like, go to a shelter, you'll find exactly the same cat.
So in his mind, when you clone the cat, you're essentially taking the cat's, what? Like the cat's spirit.
Essence.
And infusing it into this new cat. So it goes, ah, I remember my death. And this is better.
Yeah.
We're going
to
do
this. I remember what you did to me.
Hates him.
That cat would always hate him. He'd be like, motherfucker, I used to look so... I used to be at least two, and now I'm starting over. This is fucked up.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a real show.
Oh my God, no. I can't, no.
You're welcome.
No, this is impossible. Like, okay, here's why I didn't believe this. because A, as you said,
really?
This is...
Reid, you need justification to why you didn't believe that people clone their fucking pets.
No, I believe that people clone their pets, but I couldn't believe that a bunch of TV executives looked at this concept and went, yeah, this is doable. Yeah, fuck it.
Just thousands and thousands of dollars.
Fucking, oh my God. I don't know.
Sam, this is the best part of the show where Stool starts to question life and the universe.
Listen, I've pitched TV shows to so many executives. I've sold TV shows before.
And you've been working too hard, apparently.
And right? Right? I'm like, what have I been doing this whole time? Like, every once in a while, I get a question of like, well, but I don't understand how this world exactly like works, or this technique might be a little bit too expensive on screen. You're cloning your fucking pets? You think that's gonna last? What the shit? Oh my God.
Yep.
This is a lot. This is a lot.
Yeah, this is real. This is your reality.
I hate you. I hate you. Don't do this to me.
That's okay. I won't. Sam will, though. Sam, you're up.
All right, I can do it.
You can do it.
I can do this.
Okay.
Just so, clench.
just clench. Oh my God. Okay.
I'm dead inside. It doesn't matter anymore. Nothing matters anymore. You can clone your pets on fucking television. Fuck it.
You ready?
Yes. You ready? No.
Did
maybe.
Your crisis pass?
Just,
no.
Just do it. Just take off the
band-aid. I'm just in it. Yeah. Do it.
So. You are forced to live in front of the camera, stark naked, no food, no outside communication, nothing to keep you company except magazines to find sweepstake entry forms. And these sweepstake entry forms, like these sweepstakes are the only way that you can survive.
Hmm.
And it's the only way to get clothing, food,
heat, electricity.
Yeah. And you have to live like this alone until you can win up to $1 million through these sweepstakes.
Huh. Wait, and what are you trapped in?
Just in like a small apartment, like
so
a one bedroom.
Apartment. And what, when you go to sleep, like they put in more sweepstakes, or all the sweepstakes are just there when you start?
I'm pretty sure when you're asleep, yeah, they like swap them out.
Okay, all right, hold on. So
you get like magazines and you have to go through them, and whatever is there in the magazines, that's what you can get.
Yeah.
Hmm. And the magazines are like hidden through this apartment?
No, it's there. It's out in the open, but that's the only thing, like the only way of contact.
You have nothing else to do with any. Like, you can't do anything besides, like, this is your only entertainment anyway.
So you just get to ask for shit. And how do you get the stuff? Like, you look at it and you go, I'm going to mark it with a marker and then throw it out of the window. Like, how do you actually request?
Yeah, I'm sure you like
push it
under the door or something. Because there's obviously a producers and stuff still there.
Yeah, you can't
like, outside
leave.
The door. But they can't interact with you or anything.
Just a naked man running around. I want this thing.
In the apartment. Confined to the apartment.
Okay, and this happens like on a like one person per season or one person per episode?
It's one person per season.
Yeah.
Really? That doesn't sound very interesting. Like, how do they win or lose?
You have to reach $1 million in sweepstakes. So like if you win electricity for a year or whatever, so that's whatever amount that would have been. So that's added to it. And then if you win food or you win TV or you win whatever it is that you might be able to win in a sweepstake.
Yeah.
So they tie the value of the sweepstakes. They tie the value, like that's how they calculate the end, like the $1 million. They're like, well, you got a bunch of burgers and you got a cell phone and a dildo, and together, because all of these are very cheaply made, they're $10 worth.
Yeah, so
obviously you want to win big stuff.
And okay, so you win with $1 million. What if you get, and is there like a time limit? Like, how can you lose?
No, there's no time limit.
You lose by like being on the show.
Obviously. You've already lost in life.
You lost.
If you're on the show, you've already lost. But how do you lose? Because the no time limit is a little weird for me. Like, that doesn't make sense. You're trying to say, like, if this is throughout the season, you have, like, this many episodes.
Oh, you've got to get to $1 million.
Yeah.
But it can't last forever. I mean, budget-wise, and also, like, to have an end goal, they can pace it.
I mean, how much is the budget? It's just an apartment.
Yeah, that's but it's it. Also going to be
everything
really
else
boring.
He wins.
But it's going to be really boring because you're just giving him, like, sweepstakes and going, like, he's going to get to $1 million by episode 5 if he really wants to. Or not. I don't know. So it's a little strange.
It's a little strange.
I'm poking holes in this. And this is my mistake every single time where I try to make this into a reasonable, like,
there is no
production.
Reason. It's reality shows.
But it's the only...
looking for reasons.
This is the only thing I have to hold on to. Like,
really?
How else
you want to go?
Listen, how else would I be able to guess whether something is real or not? The only thing I can hold on to and go, can this pass green light? Can this be maintained and produced? And apparently these rules don't matter.
I mean, think about it. It's very cheap production, right? You just need cameras and an apartment.
Yeah, and probably only like one or two cameras because the apartment's not that big.
And this person's alone, so it's... I'm just thinking, like,
and
this is not...
naked.
How interesting is this if he's just alone and not talking to anybody? He has no contact with the outside world.
No one said that he can't talk. He can talk to himself.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yes, but there's only so much of that you can watch. You know what? I'm going to say, after all of this, I'm going to say no. And maybe regret it.
And that's your final answer. I'm locking it in.
Yep.
I locked it in.
Can we imagine this or not?
I can. Okay. I'm going to explain before I say no. I don't think this is real. But I think it's very doable. Like, I can see this being done. I just don't think that it's that compelling. Like, the space cadets idea sounds fucking insane, but it does sound hilarious. I can say that to all of these ideas. But this one,
crunch.
Remembering.
Reveal. Yes.
Oh, so this is completely a real show.
Fuck.
This is like a real thing.
No,
I think if you asked what country it was from, you would have guessed the right answer.
Oh shit, I'm asking the wrong questions here. What country is this from?
It's from Japan.
Okay. Sam, what's the name?
Okay, so
it's like Susumu Denpa Shōjin?
Yeah.
Something
Susumu
like that.
Susumu Denpa Shōnen, and it's Japanese torture reality series.
What?
Torture reality series. Isn't that lovely that's a concept?
That's a genre?
This is just one of them, and it was like a sub reality is like one of the many of their torture ones, and it's called Nasubi Show. The guy was a comedian who thought he was like entering a lottery for a show business related job. Like, he thought he was going to become famous as a comedian, and instead he I guess like the total was actually it's 1 million yen, but that was like $10,000 for the sweepstakes. But
which is not as much, which is fine.
Yeah. But he spent nearly a year to reach his target.
Yeah, 335 days.
Yeah. Set the Guinness World Record for longest time survived on competition winnings. Won a stuffed animal, and that was his companion, and he considered his teacher or sensei.
And then he cloned it.
Oh my god.
He cloned it.
So, after reaching his goal, he was blindfolded, clothed, and taken to a new location. He was so happy, believing he was going to get a special prize for surviving for a year. But when they took off the blindfold, he found himself in South Korea, where he was shown around town and taken to another apartment, was once again asked to take off his clothes and challenged to enter more sweepstakes. And this time it would have to win enough to get a flight home back to Japan.
What the fuck? Wait, this guy spent 2 years by the end of everything of his life on this fucking reality show where he's getting abused in front of other people. I can't. Why? Oh, I'm also...
But I'm sorry. It didn't end there.
Oh, of course.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So then he won enough to return to Japan. He was blindfolded again, clothed, and taken to another apartment in Japan. And when he was unblindfolded, he looked around and undressed himself, already thinking he was getting used to how the show was becoming. But at the last minute, the walls of the apartment fell away to reveal he was in a TV studio with a huge live audience, and he didn't know that he was on air the whole time.
And he just starts jerking off immediately because he's
immediately
panicking. Instantly. This is what I've been waiting
like
for.
Like a skunk.
Time.
Need to spray.
Oh, exactly. Oh my God.
Also, when you thought like who would watch this, the TV show broke records with 17 million viewers each Sunday night.
We deserve to die. As a species, we deserve to fucking die.
I would watch it. I want to see what he's going to win.
Okay, can he, just out of curiosity, what's the safe word? What's the safe word? Can he ever say like, uncle, no, I'm done.
No, this is torture. Torture porn.
No, there's no way. Like you said, he's a comedian, right? So he's somebody who's already somewhat known, I'm assuming?
Not really, but he wanted to be known. And so they brought an unknown comedian to like be a part of this quote unquote show.
Oh,
they pitched to him and didn't tell him he was on something completely different.
The level of desperation you need to have. Seriously. Like, think of that. Think about that. The level of desperation.
See, this is why I don't like La La Land.
Wait, how can you not like La La Land if it gives birth to shit like this? Because
that's the hope part of before this. This is like, imagine a movie about him thinking that he's finally made it and this is it. That's what the movie is.
Oh, fuck.
Before he realizes he's in just a world of torture.
But so many like reality shows are just compiling a bunch of people who really want to be actors and think this is going to be their big break, which very rarely ever happens. But that's kind of, they sell them La La Land and they end up on this, is the track.
So yes, that's why we love reality shows.
But based on that logic, Crunch, you should like La La Land as well because it's giving you all of this crap.
No.
You wouldn't have.
No, that's different. Uh-uh. This is, it's the four, it's like the it should be no longer than 10 minutes of like, oh, I'm so excited, I made it. And then when they fall so fucking hard on their face, that's what
no,
we're
but
watching.
Not
that's
as a story. Not as a story, like as a piece, La La Land is what sells them this narrative that makes them come here.
Yeah, so, I guess. It's a circle jerk. It's like, oh, I'm a waiter, but I could totally make it. I'm now in a house trying to get sweepstakes to get out of here for a year. Now I've made it.
Yeah.
Now, this would have been a better show if in the second season he doesn't end up in South Korea, but instead in North Korea. And
all the
sweepstakes are worthless. Like, good luck getting up to a million with North Korean food stamps.
Actually, all of your proceedings have gone to the Supreme Ruler and you have started from zero.
Also, he loves your show, so this is going to go on for a while.
Forever and ever. He loves your show.
Yeah.
And he's the only one with a TV, so he will be watching it every day.
He's going to be watching you constantly, so you better be entertaining. If he gets bored, cancellation time.
Exactly.
Oh,
that's
shit.
When the
you do not
want to
be canceled.
Oh, goddamn. No fucking
cancel
way.
Culture means something else in North Korea.
You know what? I need to reverse my approach to this. Fine, bring another one to me. I'm gonna get it.
All right, let's do it. Okay. So this is a show. It's called There's Something About Miriam. And it's a show that is basically The Bachelorette, but the main bachelorette, she is a transgender model. She's lovely. And at the end, when finally there is, a lucky bachelor chosen, then there's the reveal that Miriam is transgender.
That sounds extremely offensive.
It is extremely offensive.
Oh.
Extremely offensive. So obviously, it might be something that me and Sam made up, but it almost may not be.
See. Okay.
And so it's like The Bachelor, you know, there's like all the dates and getting to know her. And
I kind of feel like the backlash is going to be so insane to something like this because of how dehumanizing. Like, The Bachelor is already dehumanizing in so many ways.
Yeah.
But this is like on a completely different level. And it's also too close to just being like The Bachelor. So it feels like 100% exploitation.
when did that stop anybody?
I know. As I'm talking, I'm so confidently ready to say like, nah, this is not going to be a thing. And the more I talk, the more I'm like, well, shit. God damn it. Oh, fuck. See, but out of all of these, as horrible as this one is, it sounds
this
like...
This one is intensely offensive.
Is
yeah.
It's
everybody
intensely
involved.
Offensive. And it sounds like the most modest, like it's the most realistic out of all of these. You have thrown at me some of the craziest shit that I've ever heard. And I'm like, well, this sounds offensive, but everything else sounds like, I can totally see
that. I mean, this is all about being offensive. If Eric is not offended at least 7 times, then we have not done our job.
But I feel like it sounds too realistic now. Like, this is too realistically offensive.
Well, compared to Space Cadets.
Right?
Compared is realistic.
Compared to fucking Space Cadets and this Sweepstake Man, like, this sounds like, oh, I can totally see that happening. Which is why I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no, it is not real. Because it sounds a little too real to me. Come on, give me something. Give me something.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
I'm
just going to do it. I'm just going to lock it in.
It is completely real.
Fuck you!
Miriam. This is a very, very... It had a huge backlash from the transgender community.
Of course.
From a lot of different people. And the guys on the show, they all filed a class action lawsuit to stop it from airing. Because they were so, like, duped or whatever. And they couldn't handle the fact that Miriam...
She's beautiful. You know,
they should be so lucky.
I know. I'm looking at pictures
she
of
really
her.
Is beautiful.
She's like,
and it sounds like she was actually a very sweet person. Like on the show, there's like very genuine stuff happening.
Yeah.
Considering how little faith I have in humanity, I keep shocking myself.
Think of the most racist thing ever. That's a reality
that's
show.
Probably real.
Can I bring a question up real fast?
Yes.
Do you think this was brought up to Caitlyn Jenner? They're like, Caitlyn, can you please like be on this dating show?
And she was like, those days are over. I've had enough. Look at all these children.
Too vain. She doesn't need it.
Everyone was a disappointment. So I'm done.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you're only gonna show up on these kinds of shows if you're needy or if you need something. Like, if you're Caitlyn Jenner, your career is already set. You don't need anybody. You don't need this shit.
I mean,
that's true.
I mean, come on. There's literally the show The Kardashians.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, you don't need this. You're set.
I don't know. The one thing about this is I think on purpose that they chose... Like, Miriam she's very beautiful. She's also passable. And I think that's why they chose her on purpose, which also had its own issue within the community and in general. So it's like, it's just such a fucked up show, but it's fucking hilarious that you didn't think it was real because we're that terrible. All of us.
Yeah.
We're all that terrible.
That's unfucking believable. Why didn't
also,
she?
Also, the time that it was brought out was 2004.
Huh.
Which is like
very. Very advanced at the time.
I guess
weirdly advanced, but still a step backwards.
Still stupid, stupidly like race, like offensive.
The discourse was not as open as it is now. Yeah. So I feel like if you tried
that's
to do
why
the
they did the lawsuit, because yeah. Now that wouldn't have flown either. It's like, what are you talking
I
about?
I can't believe it. I know nothing about this world.
Yeah, you know nothing.
I know. I am Joe Snow, like John Snowing my way through life.
Joe Snow.
See, Joe Snow. We're in fucking Trump's America, so I'm thinking of Joe Snow. Like fucking
Joe Snow.
Oh, yeah, he's on the wall.
All right.
Yeah, playing his banjo.
Just being American, the most American of Americas.
Yep. What? Oh, I know. He's on the wall, right? But not in the north. Canadians are. He's in the wall in the south.
There you go.
Watching over the walkers so that they don't come here. Take our germs.
Game of Thrones about America.
Because the walkers are trying to invade our nation to pick our food for us.
So who's Cersei?
Oh, we all know who Cersei is. Come on.
All right. Wow. Okay.
Ew, gross.
All right. We have one more.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, we have more than that, but I know Sam has another one that she would like to share with us.
Is that the right one to go with, or?
Yeah, I
end
think so.
End my misery.
Yeah, just take it all the way.
Finish okay. him.
Okay.
So is this real or fake? Take it away, Sam.
So this reality show follows mother-daughter duos who have bonds that are very extreme. They're inseparable, obsessed with each other, and are constantly in each other's lives.
Yeah, the daughters are like in their 20s.
Yeah, 20s, 30s. And they share their most challenging and exciting moments together, including how they dress in matching outfits. They get plastic surgery together. They share the same bath water and even share the same bed.
Wait, bath water?
Yeah, like they take showers together and stuff. Huh? And they prioritize their mother-daughter relationship above all else, even including other siblings and significant others.
Wait, so this is mother-daughter or sisters?
I feel like this is just porn.
No, this is mother-daughter.
Yeah.
Okay, mother and daughter. All right.
Yeah. And a lot of it is like getting the compliments like, oh, are you two sisters? Because they like match, they do everything together.
What's
like,
the age gap?
I don't know.
Let's say between 20 to 30 years.
Yeah.
So like someone's in their 20s, so this means that the mother's like in her
40s 50s,
or something. 40s.
Where is this show happening or where is it made?
This
sounds
is in
very
America.
American. Yeah, this sounds
America.
Very American. This
America.
Sounds American. More specific.
US
what? Where in America?
I think it's everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah, it's like East Coast, West Coast.
So is this just supposed to highlight, is every episode showing a different mother, like this weird symbiotic or parasitic
I think
relationship?
It follows a few of them at a time. Like it might highlight one or two of these mother-daughter couples in one episode, but they follow them throughout the whole season.
And is there like a goal or is it just like a slice of life?
Slice of life.
Yeah. Like, see how enmeshed these people are. These are like, they are up each other's ass, like literally showering together or whatever.
Yeah.
Everything together.
Aside from the stuff that's obviously very, very hot, aside from all of that stuff, does it ever get, okay, I'm sure the answer is yes, but I want to know a little bit more. How weird does this shit get?
I mean, if showering together doesn't come off as just super weird.
Listen.
I mean, we've all seen porn, Sam. You don't have to pretend.
Yeah. And we've all had like weird Thanksgiving dinners. I mean, it's fine.
Exactly.
But, yeah. So the question is,
it's called saving water.
Like soulmate level, where they've definitely been like, this person, my daughter is my soulmate. You know. And they're like, I can't live without them. And then, of course, just like all the tension between all the other relationships, like the daughter gets a boyfriend and the mom has to like accept them. Or if the daughter's like, I want to move out. And the mom's like, fuck no.
Okay, so this is what I was getting into. So the daughter gets a boyfriend. Does the mom go like, well, I need to also go on a date with him?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, yeah, of course. You're not going to date someone that your mom doesn't date.
Of course.
Yeah.
How else are you going to choose?
She knows better. Right. Okay. All right. I would say yes. This might be my undoing. I realize this. I want to just like be open about me.
This is your undoing.
This is probably my undoing. Yeah. Yes. No, listen, fuck it. I'm going to say yes to this because this is extremely trashy. Oh man, maybe I'm making a big mistake here. Maybe that's why it's no. It sounds a little too right. It sounds a little too real. Like I can see this being sold. Fuck me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly part of the show, probably.
Mm-hmm. I can't tell if you're fucking with me right now. Uh-huh. God damn it. This sounds like a very realistic thing. Like I would actually be, if you told me this existed, I would go, yeah, I can see this kind of garbage, like being out there. Okay, you know what? I'm going to say yes, just because this sounds realistic. Come on, lay it on me.
Sam, do you want to say what it's called before he makes his final decision?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Please.
It's called Smothered. And the M is capitalized.
Oh, man. See, again, not that I would ever watch this, but now if it doesn't exist, I would almost be bummed. God damn it.
Because that's a good fucking name, right?
It's a good fucking name. Which makes me think of like, oh, you might have made this up. But I'm still going to say yes. Aww. Just because it sounds doable enough. Come on.
I feel like it'd be your cup of tea. And yes, it is a real show.
Oh,
it's
God.
On its
All right.
second season. Whew. And it's on Hulu, actually.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah.
Ew. I don't know if I want to watch that.
Well, all right, there you go. I got one right.
Yay! Woo!
And it was the last one, so congratulations.
Oh my God. Fuck.
These are real things in your world, in your reality, which means you're probably part of it. This is your doing.
You know what? If this is how I'm going to take down civilization, all right, sure. If
one
I inspire
sweepstake at a time.
One sweepstake at a time. One sweepstake at a time, baby. Oh my God, why? Why?
Oh, it's fucking terrible.
It really is. It really is. Like, okay, so here's a question before we kind of wrap this up. So when you watch these shows, obviously voyeurism is the leading cause here. But do you ever relate to anyone? Do you ever root for like one specific character over another? Because you're going like, I want this person to
question.
Win. I want this person.
It depends on the show for me. Like,
yeah.
When I was watching like Too Hot to Handle, there's just, everyone is so terrible. You just hate everybody, but some are worse than others. So you kind of want to see how far they can go, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But you don't root for one character, right?
Depends. It depends. Because you have a lot of shows like Big Brother or whatever. So you start to get your favorites. You start to get certain people who are like, okay, they're not as bad as the other ones. They're not
definitely.
The terrible ones here.
Mm.
But they're all terrible.
Yeah. Or even if you like notice somebody who's weaker or are being like a little bit more manipulated, and then you're kind of like, please open your eyes.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, true.
So you're rooting to the like you're rooting for the underdog sometimes, but you never have a specific character where like they're awesome.
No, that no one's awesome.
No,
but
no
definitely
awesome.
There's underdogs and there's like the worst of the worst.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like on, I think one of the Bachelors, there was this chick. Oh my God, she was the worst of them. And it was just hilarious. I was like, I hope she stays on forever. She was a very terrible person. You can always tell. It's the crazy eyes. It gives them away.
Oh man. See, I would have dodged so many relationships if I was good at detecting that. Okay. That's enough of that.
I have so many more, by the way.
I need therapy before we can do this again.
No therapy for you. Oh, you need to keep,
I mean, if anything, this is our own reality show is seeing like a meat go crazy.
Seriously, maybe this is what's going on.
Meat go crazy.
Oh, is this what this podcast is? It's all a lie just to see if I completely lose my mind by season 4? Great.
Yeah. It's going to happen quite soon.
Why is it? Why is it that we're in season 3 now? This is like episode 46.
Because you decided to have seasons.
Hold on. No. Why is it that I come off like the sane person?
That is a mystery to me.
Fuck.
I did not get that from this podcast. I don't think that any of that is true.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
I think that's in your own head for sure.
Oh.
There you go.
All right, then.
That's the real sign of insanity.
All right. See, that makes sense to me. That's concrete. I feel better now. Thank you, Sam.
There you go.
And thank you for joining us. And Eric, go listen to The Thickness. Because
Eric, which is not a pseudonym for any sexual organ.
I mean, okay.
Thank you for clarifying.
You say that.
You know, I don't want Eric thinking that this is for him. You know, it's for powerful ladies.
And also
powerful,
my penis.
Thick ladies.
Yeah.
And also my penis.
And my penis.
Also my penis. I mean, don't exclude.
I mean, Eric can think about Miriam's your penis, but, you know.
Oh, he does. We know he does. Oh, he does. Don't worry. He doesn't need you to inspire that in him.
The thickness.
Anyway, thank you so much for listening
thank
to this.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. No, it has been our honor. In fact.
Yeah, we might have you again.
Exactly. Why do you have to spoil? Why do you have to
damn it?
Spoil?
Sorry.
Crunch, why do you have to ruin my life?
That's what this show is about.
Oh, yeah. Okay, all right. Okay. That's fine then. Until next time.
This is Crunch.
This is Tool.
This is Sam.
Bye.